Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team. Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another night of Great Falls Hockey. Tonight, being joined by number 24, Cal Lagas, or as I like to refer to him as the Great American Pit Bull.
Hey, Cal. I like that. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, we were talking about you one of the games one night, and somebody said something about you get out there and you're right in the mix. I said, yep, he's just like a pit bull right in the dog fight.
Yeah, I try to be.
So tell us about yourself, Cap.
I was born in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. It's about 3 hours north of Madison, so pretty far up there. Small town, big hockey family. So that was never really like an option, which obviously worked out all right. That's pretty much it. Just a lot of hockey growing up.
What about your family?
I got two older siblings, one brother, one sister. My brother plays hockey too. He's at Misericordia University out in Pennsylvania, playing there. And then my sister is working for WPS Insurance in Wisconsin.
Okay.
She's already done with school and everything.
All right. Did your dad play hockey?
Yeah, he did. He played high school and he played at St. Scholastica in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Division 3.
So where did you start out playing?
I just started out in Rhinelander, playing for the Old Eggs.
Just a little junior team, was it school team or?
Just like our youth program, I guess.
Okay.
In Rhinelander, yeah. We're the home of the Hodag. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that or not.
Home of the Hodag.
Yeah.
I've heard something about that, but I can't remember what it was.
Probably something from me or Gavin. We're the only two from Rhinelander.
It might be. That does sound familiar. But so did you play much pond hockey up there?
Yeah. Growing up, my dad always made us help him make a rink on the lake out front. So that was pretty fun growing up. A lot of good memories out there.
Nice. So what's do you prefer playing outside or inside?
Like for a real game setting, inside probably. Okay. Just because of the ice conditions and whatnot. But like I think there's a time and a place for, like, playing on the pond. That's, I don't know, it's like a staple of my childhood, kind of.
Right.
So I'm partial to it, but.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good, that would definitely be some good memories right there.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, I didn't grow up with hockey, but when I think of hockey in somebody's youth, that's what I think of.
Is yeah.
That, you know, because you always see, like, on, what was it, that one video with the, Leonard Kenny's or whatever it is.
Leonard Kenny, yeah.
I remember I've only watched a few episodes and one of them, they was out there playing pond hockey.
Yeah.
So that's what I think about up north. What about, where did you come play before here? Was there anywhere in between here and school?
Yeah. Well, after high school, I played ACHA for St. Norbert College in Wisconsin for 1 year. I was also playing golf there at the school, so that's kind of why I was there, but ended up leaving after my freshman year of college to play juniors, which was last year was my first year playing juniors, and I started the year in Oregon, Wisconsin with the tradesmen, and then got traded here halfway through January about. That was a great move.
So, are you aging out this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an 04.
That sucks.
Yeah, I wish I had more time.
Right? Yeah, I think with there's quite a few that's going to be aging out this year that we lose. If we could have one more year with you all,
yeah,
man, I mean, there's almost a guarantee we'd get the Frazier Cup.
Yeah, I think so too.
But
still holding out hope for this year.
Oh yeah, it's early in the season.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So, what about growing up? Who was your hockey idols?
Gordie Howe is one of my biggest. I'm a huge Red Wings fan, so Gordie Howe is one of my big idols growing up. Also, Henrik Zetterberg. He was the captain of the Red Wings when I was growing up. I loved him. Pavel Datsyuk, loved him too. Got a lot of inspiration from him.
So safe to say that Red Wings is your team.
Yeah, always have been too.
What about football?
Green Bay Packers all the way.
Amen. Do you watch any other sports?
Pretty much just hockey and football.
Just hockey.
I watch the Brewers a little bit in the summer.
Okay.
Baseball, yeah.
All right. What about what's your favorite team memory? Just at any team, just throughout your hockey career.
That's tough. We set a couple records for our team in high school, which is pretty cool. We set our win record, and then we won conference for the first time in our school history. So those are pretty fond memories for me from high school. But I think in an American's jersey so far, my favorite memory's got to be beating Helena this year. That felt really good.
Well, I'm sure. I know it felt good for us fans too.
Yeah. Done enough losing to them so far.
Right. What about in your high school career, what was your average like? Did you ever get any hatties or anything?
Yeah, I did. I had a couple hat tricks in my day. Quite a few playmakers in my day. I was a big assist guy.
Okay. Well, you still are.
Yeah, try to be. Try to move the puck when I can. Yep. But yeah.
Where are you sitting at now? You're sitting on what, eight assists?
Something like that.
Or nine assists, something like that, I think. You got two goals.
Should be a lot better, but last season left.
Exactly. And it's been, you know, it's been a little rocky start, you know. A little slow getting started. I mean, there's been some games you had that they were just, y'all were brilliant out there.
Yeah.
And then others, you know, we won't talk about this weekend.
Yeah.
But that was a dogfight this weekend.
It was.
I mean, Saturday night, for real, was a good – Friday night – I don't know. Friday night was kind of lackluster, but Saturday night was a straight up dogfight.
It was a good game, yeah.
You know, I mean, it sucked that we lost, but still, I'd rather lose and get to watch a game like that than, you know,
watch a blowout.
One of the Yellowstone games. Yeah, those were, right. Frankly, those were boring.
Like watching paint dry. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was like just watching y'all at practice.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
There it is.
So, but yeah. So what about what's your What games are you looking forward to most this season?
Probably the rest of our Helena series with them. I mean, it's always, especially playing there, it's pretty cool.
Right.
In front of all the fans and how loud it is and whatnot. But them and probably Sheridan taking care of business against Sheridan again. It's huge.
I don't think you're going to have as much problem with Sheridan this year as you did last year.
Yeah.
They lost too much.
Yeah, they're pretty young this year.
But then again, you know.
So if they did do us on their own there. So.
It happens.
Yeah.
Some games are good and some games are bad, just the way it is. But what about your future? What are you planning on doing after?
I'm hoping to commit to Misericordia in Pennsylvania where my brother's playing. I'd love to play with him for, I think he's got 2 years eligibility after this, so. That'd be pretty cool to be able to play with him.
Okay, yeah. That would be good.
Yeah.
What kind of major are you looking at?
I'm thinking accounting. Either accounting or business finance.
Gotcha. I get such a kick out of the diversity in answers on that question.
Yeah.
You know, because some have really shocked me and others didn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked at thinking about business accounting. That's
was that a shocker for you?
It was.
What were you thinking?
I had no idea.
No.
I mean, I really didn't, but
yeah.
I just don't expect coming out of a hockey player's mouth, you know, about accounting.
Yeah. It's kind of boring, but.
Exactly. That's all.
Pay the bills.
Right. You know, so are you you're a big numbers guy?
Yeah, I'm like that kind of math I'm pretty good with. Not like calculus or anything like that, but
more like statistics.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
hated statistics. I hated math, period. So what about after college? Where do you see yourself landing and working in that field?
I'm not sure exactly yet. I think me and my brother would like to start our own kind of like financial advising business, but that's kind of a dream, not really realistic coming right out of college. So maybe I'll have to be an accountant or something for a few years or find a job in that sector. But
yeah.
Eventually the goal is to start my own firm kind of.
Yeah, gotta get some experience out there, some real world experience.
For sure.
What about do you see hockey anywhere in your future?
I would like to coach for sure.
You'd like to coach?
Yeah. I wanna stay I want the game to be a part of my life for as long as I can.
Youth hockey or just any kind?
Any coaching I can do, really, I guess. I'd like to eventually coach my kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Or maybe get a graduated assistant job or something. If whatever school I end up going to, that'd be another good option.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there you go. So what about superstitions? Are you a superstitious person?
I'm pretty superstitious, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I got a pretty dialed in routine before the game. Like to do everything just the same way. Get dressed for just in the same order. Warm up just the same way.
Tape color?
Always white.
Always
except
white?
For Friday night, I had to go pink. But
well, yeah.
Yeah. Special occasion.
Do you change that up if things are going wrong? Or
never for games.
Never for
always
games?
Always white. Yeah.
Always white.
I might change the style, like the way I tape my stick, how far I go up the blade or whatever, but it's always white tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Cole, the pet peeves.
Hockey pet peeves? I don't know on that. Probably would be, here's what I don't like. When guys stay on the ice late after practice and then get off just before we got to pick up pucks or whatever. I don't like that. But
yeah.
That's a pretty minuscule pet peeve to have.
What about favorite jerseys? You ever had a favorite jersey?
I got a an 08-09 Winter Classic Red Wings jersey.
Oh, nice.
It's Zetterberg. It's a Zetterberg jersey. I love it. It's hanging up in my room.
Not familiar with that one. Have to look that one up.
It was the, I don't, maybe you've seen it, white jersey with the red stripe here with the old school D for Detroit.
I just started following hockey about 6 years ago.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Yeah, we didn't have hockey down there, down south, you know.
Yeah.
So I grew up watching football and playing football in high school, and then when all the political stuff started up, I stopped watching football for a few years.
Yeah.
I'm watching it to watch the game. I don't
right.
care about their political opinions ideas or anything like it. I want to watch the game.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so I started watching hockey to have something to watch during the winter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first game, it's like I couldn't believe I'd never watched this
you
before.
Fell in love. You know? That's awesome. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like I try to tell. Well, Friday night there was an old couple that was up there that they're from Chinook.
Okay.
And that was her very first hockey game.
That they'd
ever been to. This is an old guy. They were probably close to 80.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there,
oh,
you know.
Wow.
And they were down in Great Falls for a funeral. So we were talking during the game and everything. I was having to explain some things to them.
Mm.
At the end of the games, I asked them, I said, so what do you think? And both of them were like, oh, we'll be back. We're hooked.
That's awesome. That's good to hear.
Oh, absolutely. It just goes to show you're never too old to fall in love with
yeah.
the
game. That's awesome.
What about, got a favorite stick?
I've been pretty hard on the Bauer Hyperlite 2s as of late, but they break pretty easy, so might have to get off those, but they're awesome. They're nice when you first get them.
Are they just too thin or?
Yeah, I think they just are making them chintzy. I don't know, but the blade's pretty thin on them and they're really light. So slashes and corner battles and stuff take a pretty big toll on them.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite, what is your favorite, I can't think of the word, I'm drawing a blank here. And I know you all play, 2-1-2? Isn't that the formation you all play?
Like our forecheck system.
Yeah, we
transition between the 2-1-2, the 1-2-2, and the 2-3 pinch, which we've been running mostly the 2-3 pinch lately.
Right.
Which is a little different than what I'm used to, but I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Probably the 2-1-2.
2-1-2.
Two guys going hard, one guy high, just below the defenseman. That's probably my ideal system, just because it's easier to, like, it's easier to pressure their D-man and stuff. You don't have to hang back if you're the second guy like you do in the 2-3 pinch, which is, so it's just a little easier for my game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we love watching your game.
Thank you.
It's, I don't know, between you and Brander, it's fun watching you two get in there with them big guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Muck it up a little bit.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that, a lot of times when they throw them checks on you against the wall, you know, it's most of them it's going to be a head check on you. Yeah, you know?
That's one tough part about
right.
And that's got 5-7.
that's gotta take its toll on it by the end of the game.
Yeah, it does some nights, especially certain teams kind of have more of a reputation for throwing high hits and dirty hits like that. Gillette's pretty bad usually.
Yeah,
Helena was bad last year.
Yeah.
Not quite as bad this year, but.
But as fast as you are, you know, I've watched you duck quite a few too.
Yeah, you have to. You can't take everyone.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true. What about has your family been able to make it down for any of the games?
Yeah, they were out here for my mom and stepdad and Aunt Emmy were out here for the first series against Sheridan, which was pretty cool.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and my mom and stepdad were able to come out one time last year, which was. It's kind of cool that they get to see how everything is going and what my actual day-to-day life kind of looks like.
Yeah.
Being so far away from home.
Yeah. It's definitely hard on the parents, you know.
But, yeah.
You know, thankfully with NOL TV and you know, stuff like that, it they're not so losing out on anything with you. You know,
they get to be a little more connected, which is nice.
It is. What else you got going? What's your outside life like as far as hobbies and stuff?
In the summer, I am a pretty avid golfer. I love golf. Play a lot with my brother. We both work at a golf course too, so it's kind of we work and then we usually go out and play after, which is pretty fun. But free golf too is a huge benefit of that. But other than that, golfing, go boating a little bit in the summer. That's big up north where I'm from. Other than that, just trying to get on the ice as much as possible when I'm out of season.
Are you an ice fisherman?
Yeah, I do like ice. I don't go as much as I'd like to, but when I'm home for like Christmas or whatever, I'll go out. It's always a good time.
I haven't done that yet.
You never been ice fishing?
No. Water doesn't get cold enough down where I'm from.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it just, I don't know, just up here, I think about thin ice too much. I think, I just want to go out there and sit on the ice. I know it's safe once it gets to a certain thickness, but I don't know.
Sketches you out a little bit.
It does. Yeah. It really does. You know, you start hearing that popping and cracking.
Yeah.
I used to watch the ice road truckers all the time.
Yeah.
Every time they're crossing over and they're hanging out that door, you hear that cracking going down the lake. It's like, yeah, no.
I couldn't do that. That's too much.
No. What about skates?
I'm using Bauer Vapor skates right now, which it's my first pair of Bauer Vapors. I was always a Bauer Supreme guy growing up, but I had to get these skates in a pinch a couple years ago. I broke the back off of my Supremes during a game, and my dad made me get new skates before the next game. And I had to get the Vapors, and I've fallen in love with them.
What's the difference between them and the Supremes?
The foot box is a little bit different. The way the skate feels is a little bit different too on your foot. The way it not grabs your foot, but I don't know how you'd say that. Just the way it fits is different.
Okay.
The boot material is different too. The Vapors are a little lighter, which is nice. The Supremes are a little softer, but they kind of both have their pros and cons.
Okay. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm full.
Yeah, that was a good dinner. I haven't had ribs in too long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're at the spot.
Well, after we had that barbecue Saturday night, I got to, of course, I grew up eating barbecues.
Yeah,
so I'm
sure.
I don't, Kansas I City. Do not get it enough up here.
Yeah.
And
not
eating,
like home, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, after eating a Saturday night, I was like, man, I want some more barbecue.
Had ribs on your mind.
It did. I wanted to do a brisket, but man, brisket's just gotten so expensive anymore.
Yeah, crazy.
I hear what, a couple weeks ago, I smoked a chuck roast.
Oh, did you?
First time I ever smoked a chuck roast.
Yeah.
I did it like you do a brisket.
Uh-huh.
It turned out pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
A little poor man's brisket.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. So, what's your favorite food?
Ooh. I love venison. Huge venison fan. I like spaghetti a lot. If it's possible, sometimes my old man will make spaghetti with meat sauce, and the meat is ground venison. And
oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree. Yep. That and deer chili.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you that's spectacular.
Yep. Yeah. That's the best chili there is, deer chili.
Yeah. I bet.
Problem with that is, you know how it is when you eat that wild game, how gassy it makes you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat too much of that chili and
you're in for one.
Well, Cal, I appreciate you coming over tonight.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. It's fun. Like I said, it's always a blast watching you out there because we know that you're going to be right in the middle of the mix. And you know, you're one of the ones that no matter what's going on in the game, you're giving it your all. That's just what we like to see.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Try to be that way.
So what's your mom and dad's name?
Oh, my mom's name is Beth, and my dad's name is MJ.
MJ, okay. Yep. Well, Beth and MJ, we appreciate you allowing Cal to come up here and play hockey. We love watching him here. We love having him on the team. He's definitely a big part of it. Is there anybody that you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Not in particular, I guess, but just the Great Falls fans. Thanks for supporting.
Okay. All right, well, like I said, I appreciate you coming, and we shall.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks, and I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches Greg Sears and Alex Lee for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.